Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. It is Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020, and I am glad that you guys were able to join me for yet another great show. Got a lot of good things we're going to talk about on today's show. On today's show, we're going to definitely be joined by Ms. Tanja Owens, and she's going to discuss Life Water. And I want you guys to hear about this because this is part one of a two-part series show that we're going to have. Tomorrow we're going to have the owner and the founder of Life Water, which is sold in Walmart right now. You guys, this is going to be really, really epic. It's a black man. He's a black businessman, and he discovered alkaline water on a whole nother level. So I want you guys to definitely check this out tomorrow and check the show out today, because there's a lot of great information that you're going to be getting from what's going on with this Life Water. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Also, we're going to be talking about what's going on in our community in Gaston County, in Gastonia, that is. We were going to be joined by a young man that put together a special community meeting at one of the local barbershops when they had a problem with the Quick Trip shooting incident. And he is going to, he did put together a little meeting, and we were going to talk to him on today's show, but I don't know if we can get him today. So if we can't, we will definitely be speaking to him on another show at the end of this week. Maybe I'll bring him on Free Fall Friday. We'll have to see. Number to call is 845-277-9428. Also, who are you going to vote for? Who do you think deserves your vote? And what do you think is going to happen today in New Hampshire? I want to know what you think. I want to know if you think that we are looking for some progress for our community, or if this is going to be another bus. I want to know. 845-277-9428. I want you guys to be open-minded today. I want you guys to definitely pay attention to what's going on, because what's going on is going to be a lot of good information that I think is going to benefit all of you. All of you. 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Yeah, they better. I can't give up now. I can't give up now. I done came too far. I done came too far. They don't wanna see me shine. I can't help it. I'm a star. I can't help it. I'm a star. I can't help it. I'm a star. I got tired of being broke. Broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream about to go and get it. Just watching. Witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused. My shades on. I'm focused. I got my shades on. I'm focused. My shades on. I'm focused. We in our zone. Don't even approach us. Yeah. Don't even approach us. Can't get better. I'm focused, I'm hoping to motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shoot me instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to
flame on.
I got
flame
rappers in the hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came
I'ma
for.
Do what I
I'm
came
giving
for.
The game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star. I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. Everything I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. We in our zone, don't even approach.
Yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can't I get a deal?
Why can't I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a
nope.
chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinions. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain that was the only child? It's kind of hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling, everything I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness, I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
We in our zone, don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us,
cause we focused.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. We will be joined momentarily by Miss Owens, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about Life Water. I think you guys really need to pay attention to what's going on, especially with how it has been widely publicized that there are some problems with water systems or something in neighborhoods and communities across, you know, the area. So we need to pay attention to that because we need to understand what we're putting in our bodies affects how we handle things, how we handle life, how we handle situations, how we think, how we talk, how we act. It handles a lot of that, a lot of that stuff. And we need to really understand that what we are putting in our bodies has long affecting benefits. Now, before she comes on, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the community. You know, they had this big fiasco at QT. We talked about that the other show last week. And I haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I know that they rounded up all the people that was involved, which was good. They done what they had to do, which is a good thing. But the response of the community, I want to know what's going on in the community, what we going to do in the community to change this mindset of our young people. Our young people has a mindset right now that it's not good, y'all. The mindset of the young people is destruct, destruct, destruct. And I don't know where that's come from. And we've learned to actually accept that or tolerate it. I'm not going to say we accept it, but we have tolerated it. And we have continued to make sure that we're not stepping on any toes. Well, it's time for us to step on some toes. It's time for us to make sure that our young people do a little bit different than what they've been doing. No, do a lot different than what they've been doing. And in order for them to do different, we got to show them different. We have to show them a better way of handling some of life's problems because they're out there. We all know that life is not easy. Life is very, very, very hard. And it just reminds me of something that I had heard once before. I'm going to play this clip. And it's a clip from the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama went to Stanford University and had spoke to them. And I want you to hear what he has to say. It's very, very, very life-changing. And I think that every person can apply what I'm getting ready to play to your life, and things would get better. Things will seem better in the outlook of the public eye if you try to think outside the box. So this is the Dalai Lama at Stanford University. You got to forgive all the intro.
Stanford University.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary to respect the other who have different view. Consider part of humanity. My future also depends on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human intelligence there, different interest, different views, always there. There's no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree? Thank you. Oh. 따라가자.
For more, please visit us at stanford.edu.
Speaking about change and how our young people need to learn to accept people for who they are. And, you know, this is an older clip, but I'm going to tell you, I think young people got that. I think young people understand that they need to learn how to, I'm not going to say be tolerant, because our young people, they are very, very, very into what's going on with our communities and what our older generation has messed up on, me and some of the other people my age. I ain't going to be in this by myself. But they get it. They get it, but they need guidance. They really need guidance, because they want to go all in, and you just can't go all in. You just can't go all in. Number to call is 845-277-9428. Guys, I really want you to listen to my first guest when she comes on, because this is some good stuff. And I think that everyone will be able to benefit from it, because we need to know how to take care of ourselves. 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the Day with Jay.
Gonna heal those wounds you have, supply you need, 'cause tonight. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Before we left for the break, the little short break, I told you that when we come back from break, we were going to be joined by Ms. Tanja Owens, and I really am happy to bring her on the show because this is the part one, and you might hear from her again tomorrow also, but this is part one of a series that I think that's really important, and we need to really look at this. We need to look at this in its whole entirety. We need to look at it, and we need to start applying some life changes throughout, you know, for all of us. So without further ado, I want to bring on the show none other than my friend, Ms. Tanja Owens. Ms. Owens, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Jay. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been such a long time since we've had you and your husband on the show. The people that listens to this show, I know they hear me play the commercial that you guys had with us a long time ago. And I know they probably say, when those people going to come back on here? But you know what? They don't have to wait anymore because you're here.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been getting into.
Okay, so since we talked to you before, you know, we've been doing health and wellness for a long time. You know, we coached girls basketball way back in the day for about a decade. And, you know, we've just always had a passion for the health and wellness. And continuing to do that, when I had talked to you before, I told you we have really kind of revamped everything we've doing. Like we've had some mindset shifts of exactly what health and wellness means to us. I think last time we talked, I think me and my husband had lost a total of like 80 pounds together. And, you know, so we do understand the concept of, you know, health and wellness and losing weight, those things like that. But we were looking since that time, you know, we've gained some of the weight back and stuff like that, which everybody knows that happens a lot when you, you know, working on losing weight, you will lose it good and then you will gain some back, things change. When we had lost the 80 pounds, we weren't working as many hours. So we could work out more. We could meal prep more, different things like that. So what we came to think about was like, okay, we need to work on something sustainable. For people who work a lot, you can't spend 3 hours in the gym every day and, you know, just eat lettuce.
Right. Right.
It's like, really, you know, you could do that for a period of time, but like, realistically, do you want to do that for the rest of your life?
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's why. So that's why we've started to revamp. We've looking like I know me personally, because a lot of times men can shape up and lose weight a lot faster than women. Y'all metabolism and y'all muscle structure is just different from ours. So for me as a woman, I decided like I'm gonna change. It's not gonna be about losing weight for me. It's gonna be about getting strong.
Okay.
It's going to be about having my body be able to function in the best way possible.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well, I tell you what. You said that men's metabolism works a little bit faster than women. Somebody need to kick start mine because I'm telling you, I don't know where it's going to went.
I'm saying like if you and your wife could start the same program, and you'll lose like 10 pounds just like that, and she'll lose like 2 or 3. Because I've had it happen with me and my husband. I just be looking at him hating.
So what is the new plan that you guys have started to implement in your life?
Okay, so we started doing something called Aruka Wellness. And the idea behind that is to, get more nutrients from your, eat more things that give you more nutrient base.
Right.
And work on making sure your body is nourished, definitely the water, and then just try to move, just try to do something instead of like being on a stricter regimen. Do something that you actually like to do.
Okay.
As far as your movement is concerned. So, like now I might go to the gym about 3 times a week, and I've lost 20 pounds since we have started with this kind of new mentality that we're doing.
Okay. So is it a mind shift?
Working out less. I think so.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Because I think when you focus on just the pounds, you just focus on the scale, then it's almost like you get into a war with food. Oh, this is good, this is bad. Whereas I think of it as, okay, is this going to nourish my body?
Okay.
Is this going to give my body the nutrition that it needs for it to do what it needs to do to burn the fat, to burn the calories?
So if you can't tell me, give me a normal day, food-wise, what would be essential for intake to start seeing a change?
I would have to say, it's something, a concept that we also talk about is uniquely personal for everybody.
Right.
Because what if you work night shift?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say, okay, Jay, this is what you need to eat, because your body is doing something different. You're working, you're up during the night, and you're working, sleeping during the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it's important for people, and then people's schedule are so different. Your life, what type of work you do, as like I might have a more physical job, and you might have a more sedentary job. So all those things are uniquely different. But of course, we know different things like fruits and vegetables are always good.
Mm-hmm.
To get more in. So like for me personally, I drive around all day. Like my first job that's not my dream job, is I have my own cleaning business. So if I get out, I might get something in the morning. I might get some watermelon chunks.
Okay.
But as somebody like you might need something more than that.
No, I probably need a lot. I probably need a whole lot of less.
Right.
That's what I need.
But I'm saying
a whole
it only
lot
takes
of
watermelon chunks. You need a whole lot of that. Like, what would you like? What do you eat during the day?
Probably too much. That's why I'm looking like Boss Hog now.
Stop it. Don't do that to yourself. Don't talk about yourself like that. I won't allow it.
Hey, you know I love myself. You know I love myself probably more than
exactly.
anybody could ever love themselves. I love myself.
Absolutely.
But you know, I think a lot of the wrong things, we like to substitute. Well, I tell you, I don't know about we. I have a habit that I will substitute. Like if I cut out eating meat for a while, I'll substitute
mm-hmm.
it with something that's probably not as healthy as meat.
Right.
And that has been such a downfall. I think so many times I look at, you know, well, God, I want to do this diet or I want to change my lifestyle, change the way I eat, this, that, and other. You know what? It's hard to change your lifestyle. It's hard to change the way to eat because they make things so expensive for the average
yes.
poor person like me.
Yes.
If I want to change my lifestyle, I need to go pull some leaves off the tree and eat them.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because, okay, like, because the going thing is, okay, if you're going to eat fruits and vegetables, it's got to be all organic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what they're telling us, right?
Okay.
But if you're not eating that many fruits and vegetables to start with, does it make sense to go straight to all organic or just start to get fruits and vegetables in?
Right. Right.
You know, so it's about little things that we can do, and that's kind of like how we work. Like I also became a certified health and wellness coach since the last time we talked.
Okay.
So, and that's something that I kind of push with my clients about those small changes.
Right. So,
you know, what can you do? You can go ahead, talk to me.
I'm sorry. If we can, I know you've been affiliated with this Life Water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to know a little bit about that. And I know we're going to have the young man on tomorrow, and maybe if you can join him tomorrow also to talk in depth with it. Tell me a little bit about your experience with it and how it has changed your perception of this, what we put in our body water wise, that
mm-hmm.
is, fluid wise.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, I'm glad you asked that. For one thing, it made me understand that not all things are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference between the waters and the things that's out there that's available to us.
So
I've been dealing, so the man's name is Emmanuel, and he has a mm-hmm. all-organic farm out in Yakkaville,
mm-hmm.
which is up by Winston-Salem. So he has alkaline water that is, and if you and your listeners are familiar with Dr. Sebi, when he was
yes.
with us, yeah, that was something that he really pushed, like just organic, natural things from the earth.
Okay.
So I became affiliate with Emmanuel, that's his name, and
mm-hmm.
his water, because we have done the spring water, we've done the different alkaline waters and different things that's out there, and his water is naturally alkaline and has over 100 trace minerals that your body needs, like magnesium, zinc, iron, calcium, like water with vitamins in it that they didn't put in there.
Okay.
That comes like that naturally.
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 Naturally. And that's one question I definitely have to ask him tomorrow. How is that possible?
The earth provides.
Oh, you said it in a nutshell right there. You said that
yeah.
in a nutshell, and I'm glad you said that because we need to understand that.
Right.
We need to understand that.
Right.
You know, I look at, you know, like I was, who was I telling? I was telling somebody I was having a conversation with, and we were talking about that, and it might have been you, but I was talking about how we take the gorilla, for example. The gorilla
mm-hmm.
eats no meat. They all eat vegetation and fruits, and look how strong their bodies are.
Right.
I ain't calling myself a gorilla, but hey, it is what it is. You look at it and look at how they live and what they put in their bodies. I mean, they are rock solid hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like we had talked earlier, like to me, the biggest issue is the processed foods that we eat.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Going to the fast food, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking down to nobody because you're working. You know what I'm saying? You don't have time to cook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got a family life. You work. You got a family life. You're doing side things to help your community. So you're very, very busy. And so that's why fast food is so popular. And that's one of the biggest things that is hurting us, the fast food, the processed food.
Yes, you're right. You must have seen me up at the Japanese restaurant the other day.
Honey, look. It ain't nothing for me to stop by Chick-fil-A on the way home, okay? Because I don't feel like like I'm gonna keep it real. Like you know, I'm gonna keep it real.
I said,
I'm not over here eating lettuce. You know what I'm saying? Every day.
I understand. To all my lettuce eaters, kudos to you, because I can't just go that route. I mean, I can go without eating meat for a while. And I have, and I need to continue doing it because the benefits are amazing, and it makes you feel so much better. But I think it's time as a Black community that we really need to start looking at our health and what we put in our bodies and start making some changes, you know, start helping one another.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we don't even understand the connection between our bodies and our mind. And there's a connection between what we're putting in our body and how we're thinking and how we're able to function. And in this time, we have to be strategic. Like, we got to be clear-minded.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I
agree
with you.
We talk about as a community, you know, we talk about as a community how they poison our food and how in the Black communities, they don't get the good foods and stuff like that or whatever. So we understand what's going on. We understand what happened in Detroit with them poisoning the water and not caring.
Yeah. Right, right. But let me ask you something, and I don't want to get you too far into it, but you know this is my element.
Go ahead.
I know what you just said, but if we educate each other a little better in who to put in office and who we put all our energy into when it comes to these political theatrics, wouldn't it give us just a little fighting chance of getting better food in our community, quality water in our community, if we could talk and speak and demand as one?
Right, right. I mean, I think you said a lot of very good things. You talked about talk and demand as one.
Right.
And
right.
I would have to say, because I was just thinking about this with all the voting stuff on the TV today, I was like, and we also have to, it don't just stop with the vote.
Exactly.
You know, it's not about just voting and then, like, you have to stay on these people that you vote for.
Exactly.
You have to let them know, like, this is what I want. Like, this is, like, I saw the people in the other community talking today, and they was asking them why was they voting for certain candidates. It's like, well, we care about education, we care about this. So as a Black community, when we go to vote and the people who want our vote, we need to tell them, like, we want this, we want that, we want this, and we want to have some focus on the Black community. I think one of the issues is that we always involve ourselves so much in everybody else's issues.
Oh, that, you said a mouthful there. You said a mouthful there, and we don't want to get involved with what has to happen in our own community. And now, don't get me wrong, I love my Black people. I love my Black people, but we got to get ourselves together, because I'm telling you, we are dead last in unification of your communities. We are in dead last, and we should not be in dead last. And what you are doing with health is really truly helping those like me and other people who don't understand the ramifications of putting bad things, food that is, in your body when we actually go by what looks good and what tastes good instead of what's really good for our bodies.
Right. And I would have to say, like, this is something, this is part of my heart. Like, I love black people, and we have so many things that we can, you know what I'm saying, hang our hats on or praise ourselves for. Like, food that is good for you can taste good as well, okay? Like, we know how to put some flavor in some food.
Yeah, you're right.
We know how to put some flavor in the food. We just need to change the things that we would usually use to flavor our foods, like the, you know, fatty things and stuff like that. Like, we know how to put some seasonings together.
That's interesting.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right. So when we approach cooking our food, we trying to, we was like, we're going to flavor this up. Like, how are we going to do it? And you can, you know what I'm saying? You can make your greens taste delicious without all the fat in it. You can do it. You can do it.
So with the lifestyle that you call, what did you call it when you first come on that you guys will start doing now?
Aruka Wellness.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so Aruka, the word Aruka is a Hebrew word, and it is a concept that where it's not just about the body, but the health of the body, the mind, and the spirit, and how they're all connected. And if one part is unhealthy, then it affects the other parts as well.
Okay. That's interesting.
So it's just like you said when you ate the meat, when you gave up the meat for a while, how you felt better. And when your body feels better, you'll have more mental clarity. You'll have more energy to do more things. You'll be in a better mood. Like, what you feed your body affects your mood. And we could all be in a better mood because we be going through it.
You're right. You know what? I need to get back to that. But I tell you what be hurting me, my darn kid and them darn chicken wings. Boy, when they get on them chicken wings, I got to get me some.
Do y'all cook the chicken wings at home?
Yeah, and I bake them and everything. But I just, I can go for so long without eating meat, and then I get on those wings, and then I'm just stuck like Chuck. You know, we don't eat beef or pork anyway.
Right, chicken, fish, and turkey.
You know, which we need to get rid of that also. So I understand.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you, me personally, I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegan, and I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not, me personally. But I don't, anybody that's doing that, do it. You know, it's all good. I think, like I said, let it be personal. Let it be what you like. Because you don't want to just deprive yourself if you're not really feeling it.
Right. Because then you will splurge. You will want more.
Right. And then you'll get on a bender and you'll never get off of it.
Yeah, see, I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need, Lord knows I don't need that.
Right. It's totally
so
I'm really. It's totally
now,
personal.
Now, with the Life Water. Have you, are you currently drinking the Life Water now?
Yes. That's the, we had been off of tap water for a long time. Like my husband.
Yeah, I haven't done tap water. No. Yeah, I haven't done tap water in probably 10, 15 years.
Right. Because we understand that even though there are regulations on the water, the regulations, even the water within the regulations is not most beneficial.
Exactly.
To your body.
So you guys been on the Life Water, right?
Yeah,
and
it's called Life.
How did
water.
It make you feel when you first started drinking it? How did it make you feel?
When we first started drinking it, we had more energy off top.
Really?
It affected our energy off top, and I feel like that's just because it has it has those minerals in it. And it's like when you drink it, it's like the more you want to drink it because it's like your body is like starving for those minerals. So it helps you because we understand that we need so much water per day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the easiest thing to do, you know what I'm saying, to when you feeling thirsty to pick up that water. But when you're drinking it, it makes you want to drink it so you're able to get your water in.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, I was talking
it's
to...
It's like the earth provides.
Yeah, I was talking to...
Go ahead.
Emil, is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to him earlier, and we was talking about him coming on the show tomorrow, which I can't wait, and he, like, blew my mind with some of the things he was telling me about the water
right.
and some of the competitors. And I
right.
thought that was absolutely amazing. And being that it's, you know, Black History Month, it really made me smile that I was getting ready to, or that I am going to have this Black entrepreneur on, Black farmer, Black entrepreneur
yeah.
on that's going to really educate my listeners and myself on this water. And I need to get some, you know. So is it in the Walmarts around here?
It's
or
not.
Do you know?
It's not in the
it's
Walmart
in Florida.
Around here. I think the first Walmart he got it in was in Florida. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. He's
I need
had
to get my
bananas,
hands on
of course.
It.
Yeah. So we are also distributors. So what he's doing, he's like he's having, you know, there's pushback. They don't
right.
want him in the big box stores. They don't want him competing with them. Pepsi. Am I allowed to say that? So anyway.
Yeah, I understand.
So some of them, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. So I definitely need to be placing an order with him.
So what he's doing is he's working through independent distributors. So he's just working with grassroots people who we get the water from him. I know he's got people in New York. He's got several distributors, I think Georgia, Florida, of course. He's got distributors that are, you know, we're certified to carry his brand of water. And so for each city, state, region, those are the people that you get it from. You get it from us.
Okay. I think it's amazing. I think it sounds really good, and I can't wait to talk to him. Are you going to join him on tomorrow's show?
I will, but I'm going to be quiet because I love for him to tell the testimonials about the water. I mean, it's really like Ernest has got everybody that he works with on it, and they all can tell the difference. And, like, people are doing, like, really weird stuff with it. One guy, he gave it to his dog and said his dog lapped it up like it was the best water he'd ever tasted. I know people do that.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
It is.
But you know, hey, you animals know what's good for them.
Exactly.
Animals
exactly.
know what's good
a
for
lot
them.
Better than us sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, I can
yeah.
tell you that off the gate, a lot better than us. You know, I'm not going to hold you long. I really appreciate you coming to the show, and I look to you being on the show tomorrow with Emil, and I can't wait to hear what this brother has to say about this water. So I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and make sure you tell Ernest I said hello. I haven't spoken to him in a long, long time. Tell him to keep on pushing. Tell him to keep on pushing. So I definitely want to make sure that all the listeners know that now you say you guys are distributors, right? So I want them to know how to get in touch with you when they want to get to experience some of the water and everything. So just be prepared tomorrow to give them your information. If you want to give it to them now, you can.
I would like to give it out now. So we have a Facebook page called Aruka Wellness, A-R-U-K-A-H, Aruka Wellness. And definitely I would love for them to like that page, and they can message me through that. They can find my personal Facebook page, Tanja Owens, T-A-N-J-A, Owens. And so, you know, and we're developing more different, you know, different resources, websites and things like that. But
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. I think that I just thank you so much for talking about these things. Like, one of the main things that I feel like we have to do as a community, like, we have to attack things on all fronts.
Yes.
Like, we got to be healthy. We got to have the energy and the go-get to, you know, continue this fight with the voting, with the economics, the black family. Like, it's so many prongs to this thing about how we're going to win.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, Ms. Owens, I appreciate you coming on the show. And you know that you got a home on this show anytime you need anything to say, and I look forward to you being on tomorrow.
All right, awesome. I appreciate you, brother.
Okay, I will connect off the air, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That was Ms. Tanja Owens, and she was talking to us a little bit about some lifestyle changes that we need to definitely make. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. I mean, this guy is going to knock your block off. You are not going to you're going to be amazed with what he say. I want to play this clip, because we're always talking about our young people, and I harp on my young people a lot, and I want to play this clip that I've had. It's an older clip of the late great Dick Gregory, and I want you to hear what he has to say about the advice to young blacks. Mind-blowing stuff. So here is the clip. I got it off YouTube, and I want you guys to listen to Dick Gregory about his advice to young blacks.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayers, and I thank God I woke up, the Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning, the drug pushers woke up this morning, I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, and without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere, with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she's laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the flow of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a five-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out is not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. It's running rampant in middle-income white America, because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say...
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what he just said? And this is the older clip. And I want you guys to know that there's a lot of truth to what that man said. He said one thing that I say every time on this show, that we need to understand we need to have communities and not neighborhoods. We need to build communities where we control it all, where everything goes through our fingers, our minds, our intellect, whatever you want to call it. We need to control that. We want the best for our young people. And if we want the best for our young people, then we have to strive for the best. He said that young people need to become entrepreneurs. I agree. Small business is what makes communities tick, guys. But you know what? It's amazing how many people, especially our people, will not support small businesses, especially ones of their own. They won't support them. I can't tell you how many times that I've had people not want to support this show. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how many times I have an artist festival every year. And I can't tell you how many times I have to beg certain people just to help. Because I do this on my own. Now, there's been some of you that have helped, and you know how I feel about you. I truly love you guys. But that's not going to stop me from having the festival. If I have to get out here, scrape, and beg, and do everything myself, I'm going to do it. Because I know there's a bigger picture. Our young people. If we teach them how to become entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, then we leave legacies. And that's what we need to be looking at, legacies. We need to be leaving legacies. We need to teach our young people about the process of voting. We need to teach our young people about the process of just how elected officials work. We need to teach them this. We need to teach them how to go about demanding things that they know is right for themselves and for their communities in a respectful way. Now, I'm not saying they got to go out here and say, yes, sir, no, sir. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there are strategic ways to get the things that you want in a non-violent approach. We're not violent people by nature, guys. Quit accepting that. We are not violent by nature. We are made to do things. We are not violent. We are the most loving people that God has ever put on this earth. And if you don't believe me, you go back and you look at the history of our people, and it will show you that we have loved the loveless. We continue to love those who persecute us. Now it's time for us to start loving ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves, then how can we help the next person? You got to help yourself and love yourself before you can love the one standing right beside you. Look, I'd like to take time to thank everybody for listening to the show today. Please continue to support the show. Guys, I need all the support I can get. I need to get on my local stations here in the Carolinas. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere but the state I live in. That's crazy. I don't understand that. I don't understand the ideology about that, especially when we got so many black people in power that can put a brother on. So all I'm asking is for you guys to give me the support that I rightfully and humbly ask of you. Just give me the support so we can get to the next level together. And I know, I promise you, I would not lead you astray. All right. So if you don't do anything today, if you don't do anything else today, that is, tell somebody you love them, because you might not get a chance the next day. I tell you guys each and every day that I love you with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So you most definitely want to check out the show tomorrow. We are going to have the part two of the drinking series, and this is going to blow your mind with the things that you've heard or you're going to hear on this show. So, as many blessings, I want you guys to definitely alive in the name of Jesus.